This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Melissa Masiha with this ABC 10 News update. Police are investigating a suspicious death after a body was found in a burning car in the Tijuana River Valley. Around 11 Monday morning, SDPD says firefighters found a cargo-style van engulfed in flames in a parking lot on Sunset Avenue off Hollister. When the fire was out, crews found the body inside. Arson teams and homicide detectives are still investigating what led up to all of this. People who lost everything in last month's floods are getting some help with rebuilding costs. The San Diego City Council approved the mayor's plan to waive fees for building and demolition permits and costs associated with waste disposal. Property owners will also be reimbursed for recycling costs associated with reconstruction. The city expects these fee waivers to save people around $2.5 million in total. Most of the storm victims are in southeast San Diego. The county is now providing temporary housing for up to 30 days for people impacted by flooding. People who are living in hotels and running out of emergency funds and people who were never placed in a hotel will be the first to get housing. The county will reach out if you filled out a survey or visited a local assistance center. You can still apply to get temporary housing by calling 211. New applications will be accepted through February 23rd. All right, it is Tuesday. Let's talk about our weather. Vanessa.
Hey, Mel. So we're starting things off on a chilly note, but this afternoon we're looking forward to another mild day. Mostly 60s for the coast and inland valleys, which is just shy of a 30-year average. For the mountain areas, we'll be in the low 50s with periods of strong winds later on this evening. And for the desert areas, mostly pleasant in the low 70s. San Rose this morning around 6:30, setting tonight around the 5:30 hour. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, here's what you need to know. Mild days, cool mornings will continue all the way through Friday. Then we'll have a minor warm up Thursday and Friday. And then looking ahead to the weekend, we do have rain on the way.